Task 4. The Big Easy. New Orleans is a tourist mecca, and the year here is punctuated by a series of special events. The famous Mardi Gras comes in February or early March. Late April welcomes the popular New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, and September boasts a festival devoted to Southern writer William Faulkner. Besides these events, a lot of conventions and conferences take place. A visit here has to be planned carefully. Hotel rates at peak times can be higher, and rooms may not be available at all. Also, consider the weather. Summer is exceptionally hot and humid. Avoid July, August, and early September if you can. New Orleans has high-rise hotels like other major cities, but the true New Orleans is best experienced in one of the small guest houses located in the city's historic French Quarter. Among these is the Melrose Mansion. The price is high, but includes such extras as a gourmet breakfast in the parlor or in your room, limousine service to and from the airport, and more. Le Richelieu is another French Quarter inn with a lot to offer. Large rooms and a picturesque courtyard with pool. A charming terrace cafe, open for breakfast and lunch only, overlooks the courtyard. The St. Louis Hotel boasts a location in the French Quarter. Within a few blocks, there are a number of notable dining and after-hour spots. The native cuisine includes Creole cooking and Cajun cooking, such as jambalaya. Both emphasize local seafood with touches of French, Spanish, and African cuisines.